Hello, big ol' world. It's your girl JoJo here, as always, with a little road trip chatting, as usual, because obviously the only time I ever actually sit down to talk is when I'm sitting down in my car. So let me tell you about this problem. And this is a total mom conversation, total adulting conversation. So it's not like shooting the shit and random stuff or whining in the sense of how children are acting or how society or nothing political. Just an adult conversation. It may be TMI for some of you, but it really isn't. I don't think I'm not going to offer too much information. So tell me this. First of all, I had my first, and as far as I know, is going to be my only kid, and I feel bad, but my kid at the age of 36, and to be honest, it was more, I had gotten fit, and I've always been mildly depressed, not clinically depressed, but mildly depressed, and I know it because of thoughts and stuff like that, but obviously my mind is stronger than my will at times, most times. And what happened is that when I got pregnant, I had gotten fit. So I had gotten fit because I felt better about myself, and I just liked it a little bit. I had lost a little weight, then I started getting more weight, then I lost more weight, and then I was getting fit. Like, I was getting muscle tone, everything. It was fabulous. I felt great about myself inside and out. And all of a sudden, I got pregnant, and I gained weight towards the middle to the end of my pregnancy. Like, I gained weight very slowly. That was doing really good. Then all of a sudden, it just ballooned up. Like, it's not like I was eating everything in sight, but I just gained a lot of weight. I retained a lot of the weight, period. And being older, I was a high risk, so I was making sure that everything was okay. But then had a hard pregnancy, and then all this other stuff. And what happened is that slowly ever since I got pregnant, my baby was riding low on my tummy. Like, she was sitting towards the bottom, so to compensate for the weight she was pulling me down, I pulled back up, had my baby, I carried her, and ever since then I've had persistent back problems. And I mean, to the point of I use as many pillows now as I did when I was pregnant. I use one in front of me, one in back of me, one between my knees, one above my, obviously underneath my head. So it is like crazy how many pillows I use, right? And my question to you is it because of my age? I mean, there's several factors that could lead into it. My age, the pregnancy that was late, the added weight. Obviously, I'm way beyond what I used to be. Actually, I basically pressed reset to before I lost weight. But what is it? I mean, the back problem is so persistently, if any of y'all have advice, it is persistently, horribly bad, that to the point where it is hard to get out of bed. Like, it is achy. It's like if my back went out, and it did it. It's just a constant ache. And that's like at its worst scenario. Usually it's like right now, it's achy. It bothers me, like massaging your back. And it's usually after moving furniture, you know, just stuff like that. But this is on a daily. And a coworker of mine, I was saying, oh, she goes, what's wrong? I said, my back hurts. She goes, you're always saying your back hurts. I said, yeah, it constantly hurts. She goes, well, how long has it been hurting? And I was like, that's when I started thinking about it. Like, 4 years? 4 years? I was like, yeah, it's become the norm, you know? It's just norm. So today I finally went to the doctor because the other day I was driving and I was getting muscle spasms. Like, my back was hurting that bad. Like, I was literally getting muscle spasms from the pain. I was like, what is up? So they gave me a steroid, they did they did x-rays, and the doctor says to hold off on exercising because I'm funny, right? I'm collecting all my stuff to start doing a little bit of CrossFit at very, very lightweight. She's like, well, let's not do that. You can do the walking part if you're going to do any running. That's funny. If you're going to do any running, to not do it on concrete, you know, go to a track so that way it's softer in your blade, la da da da. So my question again, is that an age, a weight, a what is it? It's like my sister has problems, and obviously she's overweight, but she's like has horrible problems, like her back goes out. So I was thinking about that. I'm like, what is it that is setting this off? Do you guys have any solutions to like make this problem at least feel better? Like, I took that steroid shot. My sister's like, because I have four sisters, guys. My third oldest sister, she's like, well, the steroid shot doesn't work immediately. I'm like, well, it should. And the other thing, as I said, it's been over half an hour. Actually, it's been over an hour, and I still feel achy. So I'm like, what? And then I helped move my fourth, the one right before me, helped moved her furniture and all that, and it's just like it didn't help. So she's like, no, just put off exercise, just do a lot of walking. You can do that, but it's just a pain in the ass. And this is where the TMI thing is. I'm not gonna offer two information. Do you know? This is really gross. I'm gonna share this with y'all just because it's one of those chats. Remember, I told you, you can feel free to vent and say anything. It's all in good standing, right? My back has hurt so much, and it's like where the rib cages in the back, like most back problems are, like the oblique muscles are right next to those, and it is like so bad that I feel like needing to go to the restroom, you know? A little poop kitski, you know what I'm saying? Like it hurts that bad, and I don't need, and I go to the restroom because like, oh, maybe I need to go to the restroom, like, and I feel like it, like it's so much pressure on my system, on my body, that's what it feels like, and then I go and nothing happens. So it's like, man, this problem is really bad. So I was telling the doctor about how bad it is. She goes, well, what do you do? And I told her about the pillows and all that. She goes, well, let's start with an X-ray, and then we're gonna give you some muscle relaxers. And she goes, don't overexert it because it's gonna feel better. And la da 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 da. Don't overdo it because people think because they feel better they could start exercising and doing all these other stuff. So I am stuck, and it is. I just wanted to share that crazy adventure for the past 4 years. And then get this. I have to go, like, my work. I went from middle school, which I didn't use my back a lot, and I got super fit, right? Not pregnant, not no kids. I went to a job in elementary to choose to spend more time with my daughter, which I absolutely love, and the time with her and my daughter. And now the job requires me to be leaning over and bending and picking up and squatting down. And now the back problems happen. I'm like, seriously? Just when I need my back the most. And most people say, oh, it's because you're getting older. You're at that age. And I understand hitting 40 makes your body do some crazy things. I remember when my oldest sister turned 40, she told my mom, Mom, you were right. Your body hits 40 and it's downhill, man. This shit's real. And it is. It is. And I knew that. And I really do not mind the older, like the number on my age. I don't mind it going up because that means God has given me a great life and I've lived it. But if this is what it does, man, this is like God giving you a, okay, you could take it now. You're older, you're wiser. And it's like, oh, I'm still gonna use remedies to figure this out. So do you guys recommend anything? A certain seat on like a little cushion in my car, or a certain knee pillow, something, because it's like weird. I have to literally elevate my back because it hurts, but then I'm pushed forward, so then that's more pressure because I'm leaning forward. So I put a pillow under me. So I'm literally like sitting in a V of pillows, and then I'm sitting right in between, just like women do when they're pregnant, when they put pillows all around them. And I know if you have not seen one in person, you have seen one on TV when they put pillows like in their back and in between their the whole kit caboodle. That's me every freaking night. Which reminds me, I need to get new pillows because mine are wearing out. It is just like crazy nuts how much my back hurts sometimes. And for those of you grumbling and saying, man, this chick, she's nothing but whining. I'm telling you guys, this is something I did not expect. I don't usually, like, hello, I've put up with it for 4 years and just dealt with it. I sucked it up. I have tried almost everything. I've tried the stretching on the back, like doing some stretches. I'm going to have to look for more because I'm probably going to have to do at-home yoga instead of doing CrossFit first. And the only things I haven't had is, like, what is it called? Acupuncture. I can go to a chiropractor because if there's something messed up, that's just going to aggravate it. Which, by the way, is why most people say, no, the chiropractor just messed me up even more. Did you go see a doctor before? Because you may have already had problems. And yeah, the chiropractor probably made it worse, but you did not check up on it. So I'm just saying about that. I need to try heating pads again because the problem persists. I have tried a soft bed, which is mine. I have a 100% foam bed, which is fabulous, by the way. I've tried a harder bed, my daughter's. I've tried my in-laws' beds, like when we go stay over, that's a hard bed. It's a constant. And the hard bed, oh my God, it is. I don't know if it's just because it's a cheap mattress, but it's a hard, firm bed at my in-laws, and it is It was way like, oh my God, it was horrible. So the last time I went to my in-laws, I had told my mother-in-law about my back problem, and she provided me like a crap load of pillows. So your mom, she goes, here, so you can use them at night. And she asked me the next day, how did you sleep? I said, oh, it was better, but you know, Arturo, my husband, didn't have any pillows. Oh well, too bad, so sad. But you know, it's just like right now, I feel like I've had to sit on an angle, and sometimes when I sit on a chair, I have to lean to a certain side because I feel a pressure, almost like if you've been running, like a cramp almost. It's like, I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. It's just crazy. But hopefully after this session, they're going to be approving an MRI for my insurance, which coincidentally now I went down to the basic plan, which before I had the high, oh, it's just perfect timing, and get it fixed. So for any of you that are like, oh, I'll just check it out later, don't wait. I mean, I know mine was like, I can live with it. It's not horrible. It's not anything I really need to look into. But now, before it gets worse, the muscle spasms, the discomfort of having to lean over to one side. Man, if you got insurance, whether it's through work or it's Medicare or Medicaid or whatever you got, if you need to get yourself checked out, y'all should really do it. Because this back shit, when you get older, it is a pain in the fucking ass. And I'm, pardon the French, guys, but it is like, it is so literally unnerving. It is like, it hurts like nobody's business. It is beyond uncomfortable. It is sometimes crippling. It is, but it's like, and I know women have a higher tolerance. Like, this medicine, they ain't working. There's no steroid. They ain't doing crap. It still aches. And it is a little less, but it's like I have a higher tolerance for pain, and I understand that naturally. And then, unfortunately, my body doesn't take to meds that great. So people are like, oh, it's going to knock you out. Like that Tylenol with codeine, they gave it to me when I got a root canal. I took a pill. It really didn't do anything because they told me to take it immediately after an hour. So I took one, and then I didn't need any more pain. They're like, you didn't? Nope. I was good, like no ache, no pain, no nothing. And I don't know if it's because of my tolerance or the meds don't take, or I don't know what it is, but it's just cray, cray, cray. So that's my little venting session for a while. Haven't seen you guys, haven't heard from you guys in a while, but then again, I've been MIA. So I hope you guys are doing fabulous. I have no idea what platform to take with you guys sometimes, but it's, you know, sometimes people just need people to hear. And I do have a TikTok account. I didn't want to completely, posted one video with my daughter. I'm not really big on that, but it's a raving thing, so maybe I'll utilize it for this. So anyways, it's your girl JoJo signing out. I'm here to meet lunch with my daughter and my husband, and I'll catch you guys later. Have a fantabulous day. Remember, smile. It looks good on ya, and if it doesn't look like it's gonna be a great day, make it one. After all, you have a choice. See you next time.